Blog Talk Radio.
See me through, leaving that face.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace, where your host is Pastor and Overseer Sadie Ellis. So glad you have stopped by. The phone is already lit up, and I thank God for that. My faithful followers that's following me every week, I give God the praise for each one of you all that come on faithfully. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, good morning to everyone in computer land, radio land. So glad you stopped by today or may come by later in the archive. Gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for this program. We thank you for those that's listening in at this particular time, dear Heavenly Father. Let it be something that is said through the Word of God that will draw someone closer to thy bleeding side, dear Heavenly Father. And as we go forward today, dear Heavenly Father, show us which way to go, what to do and what not to do, dear Heavenly Father, because we're all still in the service of the Lord. We give you the praise today, and we give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, and thank God. Well, our title today is The Simplicity of Jesus Christ. You know, yet I am writing you a new covenant. It's truth. It is seen in him and you. Because the darkness is passing, and the true light is already shining. As we think on those words right now, he that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walk in darkness, have blinded his eyes. We're talking about the simplicity of Jesus Christ today. And today on different things throughout the Word of God, I'm going to list some things for you that might be interested as you study the Word today. On the simplicity and the character of Jesus Christ. You know, the simplicity generally refers to the simple, the childlikeness, an essential element in the Christian life. Simplicity of singleness of heart. They who have the grace are a profit by the correction of others. We're talking about simplicity. They who have the grace of all made wise by the word of God. Exaltation should be exhibited in preaching the gospel. We're talking about simplicity today. Amplify should be exhibit and concerning malice, should be exhibit concerning our own wisdom, should be exemplary in all our conduct. Simplicity today. Beware of being corrupt from that which is in Christ. It's opposed to fleshly wisdom, necessary for they who have the grace of are made wise by God. We're talking about simplicity today. We're talking about the simplicity of Jesus Christ. And I'll be giving you scriptures throughout our lessons today. And I'll start on, first of all, from the Bible on simplicity that is in Christ. You know, Paul warned us of not to be corrupt and away from the simplicity that is in Christ. The Greek word for simplicity in this verse means singleness, exclusiveness. In other words, Christ is not a complex entity. The truth about him is very simple. Jesus is God. He is divine, born of a virgin, crucified, and raised from the dead. You know, Paul then warned of ministers who preach a different Jesus. If he that cometh preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if we receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. You know, Paul was telling the Corinthians, in essence, you're listening to another gospel, not to the gospel of Christ. You heard about another Jesus, not the one who saved you. And I fear you're going to be corrupted by this different Jesus who isn't the real Christ at all. We're talking about the simplicity of Jesus Christ today. You don't know it, but you've been led away by the divinity of Christ. And I can't believe you put up with it. You're banned with these teachers who are corrupting you. You don't even test what they say to see if it is scripture. That's why I tell everyone when they come to Joy and Peace, whether it's the ministry, on Blog Talk, or at the church, bring your Bibles with you so we can go through it together. That way you know where I'm coming from, what I'm saying, because I want to say what's in the true word of God. I don't want to say nothing that's not in it. You know, right now, you're losing your discernment. A lot of people are not using the discernments that God have given them. Some of you are sitting on the demonic gospels with another Jesus being exalted, and you don't know where it's leading you. You better be careful, like I always told you. It's just like going to a buffet. You cannot sit at everybody's table and eat from everything. You better ask God before you go. Or when you go and you see, you better get out there running like gasoline is on you. You better make sure you're going to where God have ordained for you to be. We're talking about the simplicity that is in Christ. You know, my message to you here boiled down to this single verse. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man, no woman cometh unto the Father but by me. You'll find that in John, the 14th chapter in the 6th verse. That way you can turn it over and read it yourself in your Bible if you have not tore your pages out. You know, Jesus' statement here is absolutely exclusive. No Muslim, no Hindu, no Jews, no Gentile. Nobody can come to the Father by any way except Christ. Hallelujah. Do I need to say that again? No one, I don't care what they say, they all, no one come to Jesus but whom ye say that I, you know, except by Christ. You know, just as Jesus asked his 12 disciples, he asked us today, who do men say that I am? You find that in Mark, the 8th chapter, and the 27th verse. The disciples answered, John the Baptist. But some say, Elijah. And others, one of the prophets. You'll find that in 8:28. But Jesus' real question to his followers came next. He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? He asked each individual to. You know, our answer must be the same as Peter. Thou art the Christ. May this be our confession before the whole world now and forever. He is the Christ. When you serving your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he is the Christ. He's letting you know what he's saying. And we're giving God the praise for that today. You know, religion has always been a controversial subject. Since the beginning of time, people have argued about doctrine issues. And much blood has been shed in the name of Prince of Peace. The thought of this is distressing and confusing to ordinary people whose only desire is to experience the reality and the abundance of Christ in their life. You know, too many dedicated Christians are dogmatically orientated instead of being Christ-centered. And for our tag words today, we're using dogmatic, motivating, simple, and doctoring. You know, they argue so seriously about a dogmatic detail that they become isolated from their fellow Christian. Their love for Christ is not big enough to include someone who's different from them theologically. Unknowingly, they become trapped in a haze of religious narrow-mindedness. Just pick the word up. Nobody don't have to have a confrontation. They don't have to lose friendship, kinship, inship, lawship. All you do is read the word for yourself, and it will tell you exactly what the Lord is saying. We don't have to go back and forth when we're talking about the word of God. All we have to do is do what the Lord Jesus said in his word, and we won't go wrong. You know, their love for Christ is not big enough to include someone who's different from them. Unknowingly, they become trapped. Today, if you are experiencing a phase of mental and spiritual confusion and feel inclined to abandon all faith, briefly take a step back from all your doubles and your uncertainties, and again experience a vision of the holy simplicity of the living Savior. The Bible, to a lot of people, is hard. It's not hard. We just have to ask God for discernment, give us understanding as we read it. He wrote it in the simplest of ways to be able to explain to us what he's saying. You know, despite his greatness and uniqueness, Jesus lived a simple life. As you read the Bible, you find in different parts of the Bible, different sections, different verses on the things that God did. He didn't live extravagant. He wasn't bougie. He wasn't calling himself this and that just because he was Jesus the Christ. He was a simple man, as I would say it in that term, intimate spirit. He didn't come to you with a whole lot of eloquent speech or talking over your head. He met you right where you were. And that's what he wants us to do with each other. You know, he was at home among people, and they were able to identify with him. Are people able to identify with you as you walk with Christ? Are you able to articulate just the simple things? Not big, you don't have to worry about using big words, big cliches to make your point. Just come right out with what God have given you to do and say. You know, over in Psalms 19:7, the word of God said, "The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple." You see how he's saying just the simple? Over in Matthew 10:16, he said, "Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves, to be sure as a serpent and innocent as doves." You know, in Matthew 11:25, it says, "At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and have revealed them to infants." You know, over in 2 Corinthians 11:3, it says, "But I am afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve, by the craftiness, your mind will be led astray from the simplicity and the purity of devotion to Christ." When you think about the simplicity of Jesus Christ, he wants us to come to him. We don't have to come to him all with all these cares and things of the world, but just come to him. He's right there to help you, to lead you on the right path. You don't have to have $1 million in the bank or the saving account to come to Jesus. You don't have to be in a $100 million, $2 million, $500 million house to be have the simplicity of Jesus Christ. He can come into where you are right now, whether you're sitting in your living room, your dining room, your bedroom, whether you're sitting in your car, sitting on your job. Just the simplicity of Jesus Christ, where you accept in him. You're not looking for this, that, no. You just want Jesus in your life. You coming to him naked before him to fill you with everything that he have for you. You know, come to him like newborn babies. Long for the pure milk of the word, so that by it you may grow in respect to salvation. Mark 10 and 15 say, truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child would not enter it at all. Here he telling you, you don't need all that other stuff. Here, I truly say to you, whomsoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will not enter in at all. You got to come in to him just like a child. You know, the prudent seem the evil and the highest himself, but the naive go on and are punished for it. You know, the Lord preserved the simple. You and I was bought low, and he saved each one of us. Those that's listening on the archive today, those that's listening on our broadcast today. You know, the simplicity, meaning the singleness of heart. Day by day, continuously with in the temple and beating, you know, bread from house to house. They was taking their meal together with gladness and sincerity of heart. So we come into Jesus today. Simplicity, simple, not with no film fan, not trying to outdo nobody else. We're just coming with what he have given us to do. And, you know, if we concentrate on what God have given us and do what he have said to do, he says, surely I have composed and quieted my soul like a weaned child resists against his mother. My soul is like a weaned child within me. Over in 1 Corinthians, verse 14, it says, brethren, do not be children in your thinking, yet in evil. Be infant, but in your thinking, be mature. We're talking about the simplicity of Jesus today, and I'm bringing you different scriptures throughout the Word of God, telling you about simplicity. Being simple is not, you know, over in Ephesians 6 and 5, it's saying, slave, be obedient to those who are your master, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in the sincerity of your heart as to Christ. We're still talking about the simplicity of Jesus Christ today. You know, over in Psalms, we talked about making and restoring the soul. The unfolding of your words get light. It give understanding in the simple. You know, over in 2 Corinthians 1 and 12, the word of God says, for our proud confidence is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in holiness and godly sincerity, not in fleshly wisdom, but in the grace of God, we have conducted ourselves in the word and especially toward you. And he called the child to himself and set him before them and said, truly I say to you, unless you are converted and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You know, over in Psalms 131, verses 1 through 2, it says, O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor my eyes haughty, nor do I involve myself in great matters, or in things too difficult for me. Surely I have composed and quietened my soul, like a weaned child rests against his mother. My soul is like a weaned child within me. You come in simplicity. You coming as a child. When a child comes to you, he's coming without fault, blemish, dimish. He coming just simple. He ain't coming trying to give you a whole eloquent words or giving you some big deed. He asking you little simple things that you can help him or her with. We're talking about the simplicity of Jesus Christ today. You know, for the report of your obedience has reached to all. Therefore, I'm rejoicing over you. But I want you to be wise in what is good and innocent in what is evil. You know, the eyes is the lamp of the body. So then if your eye is clear, your whole body will be full of light. Oh, my, my, my. When you think about that, when you have the grace, when you're able to exemplify the word of God and the simplicity of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, over in Romans 12 and 8, or he should be exalted, or he who exalts in his exaltation, he who gives with liberality, who leads with dignity, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Oh my, you got to show cheerfulness. You got to come to him without a spot or wrinkle. Spray. Ask him for what you need. He come to you very simple. He don't come to you in a whole bunch of hoopla and all that kind of stuff. God come to you in a quiet, still voice, speaking to each and every one of us, letting us know how simply it is to be able to render the service of God. We give God praise today. We give him the glory today for this topic, the simplicity of Jesus Christ. You know, he reduced a complicated religious code to a simple, practical, propositional that was intelligent for everyone. His commandment of love for God and for one's neighbor was all important. Today, let this commandment be the motivating force for a more effective faith. Beloved Savior and Redeemer, my faith in you is strong and simple because it is focused on you alone. You have to put your mind strictly on Jesus alone. Focus on what the word is saying to you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Today for the word of God. And our tag words today we have been using, doctrine, motivating, simple, and dogmatic. You can look up those words at your convenience. I'll say them again, dogmatic, simple, motivating, doctrine. Because remember, he come to you simple. You pray to him. You're going to hear that small voice speaking to you inward. He's not coming like a raven wolf, tearing down the building and the house. He's going to come to you when you're listening. You don't have a lot of distraction. Keep your focus on him. Move all of that distraction. Let the commandments be the motivating force for a more effective faith. You know, when you think about it, all great things are simple. and many can be expressed. In a single word, freedom, justice, honest, duty, grace, and hope. Those words again in a single word is the freedom that you have with the simplicity of Jesus Christ. The justice, the honor, the duty, the grace, and the hope. So today our broadcast was the simplicity of Jesus Christ. I know a lot of you all have that in your life today. You're keeping your focus. You're not letting things distract you from the Word of God. You're not letting every buffet you see or pass entice you to do what it's saying. So today, we want to give God the praise today. We want to give Him the glory. I want to thank everyone that came on for the 30-minute broadcast today and give God the praise and the glory for what He's doing for joy and peace.
Until next week,
I want each one of you all to be blessed. Have a wonderful week, and we'll be back with another exciting topic on next week. And until then, gracious Father, we thank you for those that came on today. We give you praise. We give you glory because we know it's not about us. It's all about you and being simplest, even knowing you, dear Heavenly Father, and doing the things you have called us to do. And until next week, each one of you all be blessed. Love each one of you all. Bye-bye.